Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to the podcast on giving and receiving feedback. Feedback is the lifeblood of learning, and it must be kept flowing. Derek Rowntree. Feedback is the process of conveying your observations to the student about their performance. The intent is to promote growth, improvement in performance, and progression towards the desired placement objectives. Ensure you discuss the process of what form feedback will take at the beginning of the placement. If you can, chat about the following. When will feedback be provided? What sorts of activities feedback will be provided on? Will other staff be involved in giving feedback? What role the student will play in the feedback process? Remind them that everything that you discuss with and about them can be considered feedback. So how do you give good constructive feedback? Balanced feedback has the greatest impact on changing behavior and improving performance. This means providing good feedback or constructive, something the student can use to change or improve, and positive, which include those feel-good statements. Give feedback only on directly observed encounters throughout the day with just two or three key points. Concentrate on what can actually be changed. Validate things the student has identified that are accurate and expand with your perspective. If you can set aside time each day to provide feedback, that would be helpful. Write down your observations, what the student did well, and areas they need to continue to develop. Try using phrases such as, "I noticed," "I find your actions," "I feel." Ensure privacy when giving feedback. Pay attention to your tone of voice and body language. Give student time to think and respond. Ask the student to come up with strategies themselves for improving their performance. Provide guidance if they are unsure of what strategies they might actually employ. Obtain feedback on your feedback with questions such as, "What do you think? Do you agree with what I've said?" The benefits of providing constructive feedback: it engages the student in their learning, assists to help modify the amount of supervision required, it recognizes the student's strengths and helps promote independence in those areas, and provides a means for creating additional learning opportunities for students to practice skills in areas in which they struggle. Remember, some of the most authentic evaluation you can give to a student is ongoing feedback, both good and positive. Thanks and good luck.